G'day, this is Nerky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, coming to you from the Conspiracy Theory podcast feed. The topic of this podcast is yet another reason why you should not get a VeriChip. What is the VeriChip, you might ask? It's a radio frequency identification tag implanted under the skin, about the size of a grain of rice. It is used for access to items that you want to keep secure, such as your front door, your car, your computer, your safe, etc. It is also used in some instances for access to nightclubs and to save carrying cash around with you so that the bartenders won't need to keep a written report on your tab. It can also apparently be used to keep a medical record or access to a global database medical record so that hospitals won't need to get your consent in order to gain access to your medical records. Supposedly, it's meant to speed up the process in getting you into the hospital. A conspiracy theory about the idea behind why the VeriChip is used is that it might be used to control people remotely from a satellite or a grid dish system like we use for the mobile phones, and implanted so that it can gain direct access to your neural network and control your mind. But on a more realistic scale, it might just be used to control your hypothalamus and the release of chemicals which induce certain mental states. For example, they could use a mass ping system using the VeriChip and the satellites or even the grid dish as a backup system in order to completely dope up the population of a nation just before an impending attack so that they don't panic and create more problems for the military. But that's just a couple of conspiracy theories about it. The issue at hand in this podcast is about the possibility that it could be hacked. In its current form, the VeriChip is only used for identification purposes. All it responds with when pinged is the RFID number of that specific tag, which then can be used to access data that relates to that specific number on the database for medical purposes. All the ambulance drivers need to do is scan you with the specific scanner, and using the proximity device, they'll be able to get your RFID and connect through their little laptops in the ambulance about your specific conditions and your medical history. For example, as to not give you insulin in case you're diabetic, or to not use certain frequencies of electrical equipment to restart your heart in case you have a pacemaker. This might seem like a harmless little device, right? Well, if someone were able to gain a copy of that RFID and clone the exact signal that your tag sent out, it is possible that they could go up to whatever security devices you have connected to that in the future when that technology becomes more readily available, and simply clone the signal that you've sent out and gain access to everything that you've secured using the RFID system. This isn't a podcast about the conspiracy behind the possible mind control using a derivation of the VeriChip. It is about the possibility that it could be hacked quite easily by someone with a little bit of RFID and wireless knowledge. At the website cq.cx/verichip.pl, all he did to clone the RFID frequency was to determine the specific frequency of the tag when pinged by a range of frequencies, then isolate what's called a stop bit in the data sent by the chip in order to determine the length and size of the specific data returned by the chip when pinged by what's called a Proxmark 2 or Proxmark E device, which scans and returns an RFID signal relating to the VeriChip. After he determined frequency and data sent out by the chip, he used his modified Proxmark E device to do what's called remodulate the signal. He could have copied the signal directly, but used his Proxmark E device in order to what's called remodulate it, to minimize the amount of signal degradation and hence the distance that it could be read from. Now, the reason VeriChip is being proclaimed as an extremely secure device is that the company behind VeriChip are claiming that someone would need to be within a meter or extremely close range in order to gain the RFID from your tag, and they would even need to know that you had an RFID. Well, using a little bit of spy tactics, anybody could see that a rich person with a house that has no key lock on the front door and is a very good thief would be able to discover that that person has a VeriChip. Would it not be strange to see somebody scanning their wrist in front of their house and gaining access without using a key? Anyone with two brain cells that knew about the VeriChip would know that they were using a VeriChip RFID tag to gain access to that house. And then it would just take a little bit more spy work to follow that person around and find some situation that you could get the RFID signal from them. This completely debunks Verichip's proclamation that you would need a secure system being controlled by Verichip. It is not secure and is extremely easily hackable. So anybody considering getting a Verichip, this is yet another reason why you should not get one. They are not secure and they are hackable. Do not believe the propaganda of the company Verichip in saying that they are secure, because they are not. Well, anybody that goes to AboveTopSecret.com and takes notice at my avatar will notice that it is a picture of a Verichip with the symbol, a circle with a cross through it, and the letters NO written underneath it. So if there's anybody out there that would like to join me in the anti-Verichip Global Union, unofficial of course, please feel free to do so and learn as much as possible about the Verichip and let people know. Spread the knowledge, deny ignorance. This is Nurki signing out from AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Infinite Dream.